When you think of video games, what are the first things you think of? Nerdy boys playing silly children's games? Or perhaps you consider them to be a waste of time altogether because there's something only kids play? Well, recent research has shown that this is far from the truth, with almost 80% of households in Australia being capable of playing computer or video games, and the average age of a gamer being 29. It's hard to believe that so many people would be interested in games if they were just for nerds or kids. Dr. Jeff Brand is a researcher for the Interactive Entertainment Alliance of Australia and discusses the state of video games in Australia.
How important is it to Australians to start to embrace an R rating?
It is tremendously important for research to document the shifting sands, as it were, to indicate that this medium isn't a fringe medium, and it's something that we should pay attention to, not through hyperbole and false statements, but rather through careful documentations.
How would you think the casualization of video games through Nintendo's Wii will affect your research?
One of the things that Wii has done, unlike the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, it has broadened the market for computer games. So when you say casualization, I sort of think of this as mainstreaming. Mm-hmm. Yes, in response to your question, I think the impact is that more people are becoming aware of games, more adults are wanting to play them if they haven't played them before. Parents certainly are much more likely to engage in gameplay with their kids and also to play games themselves without their children. What this tells me is that the broadening audience for games means that we need to take them seriously now as an art form, as a medium, and as a technology.
Video games as a hobby or as a form of entertainment has become an increasingly emergent medium, with the mainstream media either demonizing games as having a negative impact on the youth of today, or dismissing their potential as a creative and learning tool. So are there any parents who have embraced video games not just as a way of handling the children, but as a real educational tool? Michael is a parent of three, an avid World of Warcraft player, and a high school teacher. His eldest son plays together with him in World of Warcraft, despite only being 7 years old.
Jen and I are fairly casual, and so it's like he has to do homework Tuesdays and Wednesdays. That's the day he does his homework. Like, we don't push him to do homework every day, because, to be honest, I think the stuff that he does on the game, and I know this sounds sad, is in a way a lot more valuable than colouring in a sheet of paper, for crying out loud, that they're giving the teachers at school. I think a lot of teachers underrate how much kids can comprehend and understand at such a young age. And Oscar and I just have full-on discussion. We sit here sometimes and we have discussions about lots of things. Even though they're related in game, I actually link them back to the real world and the real life.
It's not surprising that Australia is one of the few nations that do not include an R rating for video games, something that most people aren't even aware of. Worse still, very few people in Australia are able to identify the difference between an M and an MA rating. Cameron Davis is a lead designer for international game development studio Chrome, and discusses why companies would rarely, if ever, aim for an R rating.
It's not something we'd aim for. It's not like we'd sit down and go, well, geez, we want to do an R product.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if that limits your audience right then off the bat. And we try to do good games that sell well to a lot of people. We generally do very family-friendly titles.
Mm. So it would be a business decision in that, knowing that it wouldn't be as profitable, you may not approach something at that high level.
Yeah, and it's definitely something you got to look at right from the very start. I mean, I don't think doing a game simply for the sake of doing an R's ever a good business decision, regardless of Chrome or Pandemic or anyone, really.
Thankfully, the Standing Committee of Attorney Generals agrees that a review of the rating system is in order, and recently put into motion a study to find out Australia's attitude towards a new R rating for computer and video games. However, gaming industry students like Dave and Nick are conflicted over the success of any change.
I'd like to think that the general public would be all for it, but as we know, with the South Australian elements and stuff, without a unanimous vote, it's pointless to get the public on side.
And Jeff Brand's studies, kind of showed that the majority of at least the people he surveyed, and this included families, and I think he even, interviewed a few priests, and that, they were all good for it.
Hopefully, As video games become increasingly subsumed into the everyday life of Australians, changes to the rating system will become more likely, allowing gamers and the gaming industry a chance to explore with greater freedom the possibilities of this new and exciting medium.